Tim from freefromcreditdebt.com. Welcome to my first podcast ever. I hope you guys enjoy it. What we do is we help people through education and coaching to get them through their days. So what we're going to do here is we're just going to get rolling, and I'm just going to start talking, and I hope you guys enjoy what we're going to talk about. Like I said, we're a coaching and educational program based. I'm going to start off with is a bit of the coaching. Find something that really turns your crank, that you can pull the motivation right out of, and you can jumpstart your day, which especially your day, because without jumpstarting your day, you and just crawling out of bed to realize, you know, I gotta go to work now. I'm really sick and tired of dealing with the people that I work with. Boss is a jerk. And everything else under the sun. Your day is gonna suck. And at what you really want is you want to jump out of bed and you have to say, I got work, but I know I have other things on the go, and work is just work. And you forget about it, all the little extra stuff. And you go to work and you get your day done and you put up with the garbage, because some days you have to deal with it, especially if you're dealing through a credit card debt crisis, because not everybody gets to have the get out of jail free card. And you have to really put your foot down and really start working. It's not always fun. At the end of the day, once you get through the issues that you're having, it is fun. It's actually quite the amazing process and experience to actually know that you gotten through it without having to do debt consolidation or bankruptcy and destroying your credit rating. And you can still go to the bank and buy a house and or buy a car and not have to worry about all the little issues that everybody else seemed to have by going consolidating their debt, which is seen as the same way as a bankruptcy or actual straight up bankruptcy. Like I said earlier, find something that motivates you. It doesn't have to be something huge. Go to seminars every single week or every month. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be that. You don't have to go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars to listen to someone talk about how to be motivated. All you really have to do is find the motivation in yourself, because once you find that, you can basically do anything in the world. You just have to find something that drives you. In my case, it's music. I can listen to any type of song and I can find motivation. Some songs that most people dislike, and I'm pulling motivation out of it, and sometimes that really gets me through the day. It doesn't always happen. In some cases, like today for instance, I was in a bad mood and everything seemed to be going the wrong way, and I took a break and I went out for a bit, had a coffee, hung out with some friends. Funny thing is that I was watching TV, I was watching The X Factor with a buddy. It's a simple thing, is watching those people dance and jump around on stage and sing, and that I realized that, hey, in order for these people to make it to win, I don't know what it was, like $5 million or something, in order for them to make it to there, they had to be the best of the best. And I really started thinking, hey, you know what? In order for me to make it anywhere, I'm going to have to be the best of the best. So what's the point of being in a bad mood when I don't have time to be like this? It's really not doing myself any favors. And if anything, you're destroying your mood and what your mood brings to the table, which is huge. Because, you know, they say it's easier to smile than it is to frown. And if you're frowning, the whole world looks at you in a different way than if you were just sitting there smiling. Nobody likes an upset person, and everybody likes the happy person. It's my podcast for the week, and I hope you enjoyed it. And just tune in for next week's episode. See you later.